Have you ever forgotten your kid? I was one of four kids. I was forgotten a lot for pickups because there was a lot of juggling going on for mum and dad, and we all had different sports and activities.
Like, yeah.
Total nightmare.
Yes.
So on Friday, we were in Gladstone Friday morning. We'd had like this quite busy 48 hours, a lot going on. And so as a solo parent, I did have a friend take care of my daughter the night before.
That's right.
And she also dropped her off to school the next morning. Now, normally my daughter rides to school. She takes care of it herself and she comes home. Tell you what, it is a breath of fresh air when they like just get themselves home. You're like, yeah,
it's a good age,
how
isn't
good's
it?
That?
Like, do it
it's
for
great.
Yourself.
Well, I'm very old fashioned like that. I'm still like, do it yourself. It's just not all the time mum's taxi.
It's the best way to learn.
Well, the thing is, I was back here at work after 3 on Friday, organising stuff for Pinefest that night.
Which is a 12-hour day, I'm just saying. Good on you.
It was a long day, but anyway, I get the phone call that Keely is at school wondering if someone's picking her up. Because completely out of routine. And I hadn't given myself, I live with reminders, but because it was unusually busy, out of whack, I was like, so I had to mind my manners in that moment. I was like, I didn't even click when the school was ringing my phone, Banksy.
Why would they be ringing me?
Yeah, I was a bit like that.
Yeah.
Completely
it takes
not in
all
reality.
Your personal mental strength not to flip out when you're so
anyway,
tired
so
too.
My daughter, you know, she's living the life of privilege of never being forgotten. I go and pick her up and she's
she
looking
hasn't
at
lived
me
yet, no.
Quite sheepishly like, Mum.
Oh, Mum.
Yeah.
You rookie. What's
and,
going on?
And Mum here, I'm not big on this mum guilt stuff because things happen and she's actually fine and she's at school.
No, I've seen the water off a duck's back at the best of
times.
And
she has legs, so she could have walked home. But instead, I just flipped it back and I said, well, this is the thing, kiddo. It's pretty much the way I see it. It's just an IOU because you know the bazillion times I asked you to do something and you forget? Well, I forgot something too.
Only 444 million to go.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.